It's Eric Hansen in Woodhull, Illinois, with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week. Once again, it is the Ridgewood Spartans boys basketball team. Yeah! Let's meet the Ridgewood Spartans boys basketball team.
My name is Brockton Reed. I am a senior and I am a guard.
My name is Travis Kane. I'm a junior and I'm a guard.
My name is Cameron Woodbury. I'm a senior and I'm a guard.
My name is Alec Vinovich. I'm a forward and I'm a senior.
My name is Riley Nelson. I'm a forward and a junior.
My name is Brad Greenman. I'm a forward and a junior.
My name is Jared Smith. I'm a guard and a senior.
My name is Alex Owens. I'm a senior and I'm a guard.
I'm Spencer Beck. I'm a junior and I'm a guard.
My name is Simi Hetty. I'm a junior and I'm a guard.
Levi Swanson, junior, guard.
Max Uggles, junior, forward.
Tyler English, senior, post.
Home of the Ridgewood Spartans with Coach Casey Adamson. And Casey, first of all, tell us how long you've been coaching the team and how long you've been in this area.
I've been in the area forever. Grew up in Alpha and went to school here at Alwood. I've been coaching as the head coach here now for 6 years, 9 years total.
Tell us about the 2016-2017 Spartans.
We've been a little inconsistent, but here lately it seems like we found a little bit of a groove and starting to score points again and putting the ball in the basket. We can, got a lot of quick guards and some, probably more bigs than I've ever had, and putting a lineup out there every night that can challenge. So, this group is, when they play, we play real well.
What's the home stretch of another month and a half of a season? What's it look like to you?
Well, if we keep playing like we have the last two games, I feel real good about where we're headed. Really played the bulk of our more difficult games early in the year, trying to get tested, which obviously we were. And hopefully that experience pays off here down the stretch, like you say, and we get a good tournament in and finish the season.
Can you talk about a couple leaders on this team that bring the rest of the guys up when maybe things aren't looking so good?
Yeah, our three captains are, I'd say, stand out in that category. Jared Smith is a senior and been one of our mainstays the last 3 years. Brad Graham is a junior that has been our leading scorer here. And Travis Kane has been another junior that's been our energy off the bench or actually starts, but wherever we bring him in at, just constant energy.
Well, tell us about living here and then working here. You've been here for 6 years coaching the team. Is that something you always kind of thought about growing up and when you were in high school and when you got out, that you'd stay or go away?
Well, I can't say that I've ever, thought that I was going to be the head basketball coach where I graduated from, but I knew I wanted to stay in the area. We actually lived in the New Windsor area for a little while, and before our kids were in school, we built a house specifically in the Woodhull Alpha area so we could send our kids here. And then just happened to, still have a love and passion for the game of basketball. So an opening came up and I applied and got the job, and that's kind of what happened.
We really appreciate all our nominees and love the other towns that we could have gone to, but you guys kill it every time. Tell us about going out and the support that you get from the local community.
Well, we've got a couple local communities, which obviously gives us a great a boost in attendance and numbers on the team and, support, cheerleaders, everything. Both the towns have been great in support. I think it's pretty equal, Alwood, Cambridge, schools for that matter. And, as it so happens to be, we have a vote coming here in April for a consolidation to do more than just the co-op of the sports.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm personally for it. I think it'd be, great for, as a parent that has kids in the school, I think it'd be great opportunity for us to improve the curriculum and some of the opportunities the kids have outside of sports.
Well, we always love coming and giving in awards. We've got a plaque for the Ridgewood Spartans, the boys, t-shirts for everybody, and at the end of the winter sports season might be back with a $1,000 check. You guys have been in the running for that before?
Yes, we have. Yeah, we've been fortunate to have some pretty good teams. Like you said, some fans that, show their support and give us plenty of votes.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
Starfest!
Be strong!